it's a real celebration here in Marrakesh, because we now giving life to the Paris Agreement, but we need to work. Interpol is something which is amazing, which means that political leaders commit that many countries like the United States, like China, like many of them have committed, but now we need to implement the Paris Agreement. So
let's talk about the main issues that will be addressed at the conference.
The Moroccan presidency has worked together with the parties to develop this main issue during Bonn session. And I will say that the focus on adaptation, the focus on the finance and the roadmap of finance, the transparency of this roadmap, the focus on capacity building and technology transfer are for Amendo's important for this conference. There is also something new in this conference, which is the global climate action. This is the first time the Paris Agreement gives recognition to the non-state actors, and this is the first time the non-state actors are part of the COP, and now we are together working not only to announce actions, but to look for ways to have the whole image from the puzzle, because each country, each CEO or territories or developing initiatives and action, and we are trying to develop now a mechanism to assess all the initiatives and to demonstrate that all of them are really picking down the CO2 emission and helping to decrease the gap by 2020.
Let's talk about finance, which is always a hot topic at the climate negotiations. What is expected in that regard?
We need transparency. I think that the parties need transparency. They need to have a clear vision of the roadmap of finance. Who is going to do to give what? What is the participation of the parties? What is the participation of the private sector, and what is the place of adaptation in finance, what is the proportion of the part of the finance for adaptation. So those issues of transparency are very important to in this meeting, and to increase the part of adaptation is also a main issue.